You ever see this guy with the pillows on Fox? My pillow guy, Mike Lindell. He is the greatest. The My Pillow guy. Mike Lindell. And he's been with us right from the beginning.
Everyone, this is Patrick Kolbeck. Mike Lindell is going to be joining us shortly, but while we await for Mike to come on live with us tonight, I'm just going to give you an idea of why Mike's a little late. There's a lot happening on the election integrity front this week. And just to kick things off, Mike, as many of you know already, is going to be in Las Vegas tomorrow with the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. So he's going to be talking tomorrow at the event. And then the following day, there's going to be a roundtable with him and a lot of our election integrity experts sitting down with Steve Bannon. We're going to talk about what's going on the election integrity front, in particular around the SCOTUS case and what's happening with the petition by Kari Lake and Mark Fincham to the Supreme Court for a writ of certiorari so that they can... The Supreme Court hopefully will tell the lower courts to do their job and actually go off and evaluate the case calling for an injunction against the use of machines in the upcoming election. And the rationale for getting rid of the machines is just getting more and more compelling with each and every day. At this Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association is going to be a dear friend of mine, Sheriff Dar Leaf out of Berry County in Michigan. And why Dar is so special, well, there's a lot of reasons he's very special, but one of the most recent reasons for him being so special is that he recently released evidence of criminal activity on the part of certain organization, and this is alleged activity, of course. Everybody is innocent until proven guilty unless you're a Republican nowadays. And unless you're an election investigator, and then it's the other way around. But in cooperation with attorney Stephanie Lambert, who was the defense attorney for Patrick Byrne in a defamation lawsuit with our illustrious electronic voting system vendor, when Stephanie was going through discovery in that case, she came across indications of criminal behavior. She shared it with Sheriff Dar Leaf, who promptly made it available to the public. And a lot of these internal emails from Dominion indicate that all the stuff that Mike's been claiming for quite some time about these machines being connected to the internet, about the votes being flipped using the systems, there's indication that all that is happening and this information is coming forward is from internal Dominion emails. So this kind of culminates into something that's going to be keeping me busy tomorrow in Michigan. I'm going to be working with a couple of Michigan legislators from the Michigan Freedom Caucus. These are state legislators, Representative Jim DeSanta and Representative Steve Cara. You're going to be joining me on the Capitol steps as we file a criminal complaint alleging 15 counts of perjury against Dominion CEO John Polis during his testimony before the Michigan Senate. On December 15th, 2020, under oath. And so a lot of these statements of alleged perjury pertain to things like internal that are only made possible because now we have access to these internal Dominion emails that we didn't have access to before. And here's one of the big issues when we outsource more and more of our election operations out to non-government organizations is that these organizations are not subject to Freedom of Information Act requests. In other words, they're black boxes that we can't look inside of. And Dominion's contract with the state of Michigan was designed to make sure nobody could take a peek at their operations because they had illusory provisions preventing such examination. That's why you see all these investigations of the investigators for just trying to get access to these machines to find out what's going on inside of them and are they flipping votes. Well, we've got a lot of information that's been shared via these internal Dominion emails now through the discovery process, through a lawsuit that we normally would not be able to get access to through the FOIA process, because Dominion and all the other electronic voting system vendors are all non-government organizations, and they are not subject to open records requests. So this is kind of a big deal that Sheriff Leaf made this information available to the general public. What it effectively did is pull back the curtain on the Wizard of Oz and allowed us to peek behind that curtain and see what is actually going on inside those internal operations. And just some of the revelations around that, you can view them all up at migrassrootsalliance.org. And I think Apollo had that up briefly here. But if you want to check out 51 pages of supporting evidence around these allegations of criminal perjury against the Dominion CEO, please go up there. Frankly, I encourage everybody to take a copy of that and feel free to go off and file your own criminal complaints, because it's not just affecting the folks in Michigan. It's also affecting folks all across the country, particularly those communities that use these voting systems. So just encourage people to share that and file it with your local law enforcement. Tomorrow, I'll be filing this criminal complaint with the Secretary of the Senate, because that's where these statements occurred under oath, was before the Michigan Senate. We have sergeants at arms that are law enforcement officers that have the ability and the authority to investigate such matters. So we will be filing with the Secretary of Senate first and foremost, and then be heading out to see our favorite Attorney General out in Michigan and file it with her, as well as state police representatives. So, but all these, all this information, all these new complaints are made possible because Attorney Stephanie Lambert acted in a responsible manner by, when she went in discovery on a civil lawsuit, she identified that there was evidence of criminal behavior. She shared that evidence with law enforcement, as she's supposed to do as a lawyer. And then Sheriff Leaf made sure that everybody else was made privy to this information as well. And there's so much more information to be coming out. I'm really looking forward to hearing what Sheriff Leaf has to say tomorrow at the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. And I guess he's truly a treasure here. He's one of the folks in law enforcement that takes his oath very seriously. And I'm blessed to consider him a friend of mine. So there's a lot more work ready to go on that front. But just a quick summary, the next few days, big deal. Of course, I'm going to be tied up tomorrow filing criminal complaints based on information provided by Sheriff Darleaf. Sheriff Darleaf is going to be joining Mike out in Las Vegas for the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. So that's tomorrow. And then the day after, Mike is going to be in a roundtable with a lot of subject matter experts, folks like Clay Parikh and Colonel Sean Smith and Kurt Olson, Attorney Kurt Olson, and Attorney Patrick McSweeney. And they're going to talk about the status of some of the lawsuits and legal actions that Mike has been taking. This is a big deal, everybody. And, you know, right now we all know that we're running out of days, running out of runway, as they say, before the 2024 election. And I'll tell you, there's a lot of work still to be done. But this glimpse behind the cover, if you will, behind the curtain on some of the internal operations of Dominion has been pretty revealing. And just to give you guys some tidbits of some of the things that are cited in this criminal complaint, is that for one thing, one of the statements made by the Dominion CEO under oath was that they do extensive background checks on all their employees. Well, as it turns out, the employees that developed the election management system software for Dominion are actually based out in Belgrade, Serbia. Under Serbian law, and we've got the documentation to verify this, under Serbian law, they're not allowed to do extensive background checks. All they're allowed to look into pretty much is their name and address. That's it. So that was one example of a false statement. Another example of a false statement is that the machines, the Dominion machines, are not designed to be connected to the internet. And the clear evidence of that is provided once again in internal Dominion emails talking about how systems are connected to the internet for transferring election night results. We provide documentation in the contract that Dominion has with the state of Michigan showing that their system is indeed designed to connect to the internet. Every single a diagram for the election management system and its operation in the end-to-end system configuration that's in the use on elections features internet connections. And for those of you who may remember, you know, one of my first testimonies on what happened in the 2020 election when I served as a poll challenger out at the TCF Center in Detroit, Michigan, during the 2020 election, is that I highlighted how these machines were connected to the internet during the election and during the tabulation of election results. And I just so you know, that's not against the law in Michigan. And the strange thing is all these election officials were lying to me and telling me that they weren't connected. And I'm a certified Microsoft small business specialist. I know when machines are connected to the internet, and it was pretty obvious. And now we have a lot of proof through internal Dominion communication that indeed they were connected to the internet. And so now this opens up a lot of other discussion. So, you know, what happens if the Dominion CEO is found guilty of just one count out of these 15 counts of perjury? What if he found guilty of that, if they go forward and do a criminal indictment based on this? Well, that brings into discussion all these defamation suits that have been put up by Dominion against people like Mike Lindell, against people like Rudy Giuliani and President Trump. It kind of puts that in a different light. And it also brings into question, why did Fox News settle on their lawsuit with Dominion? They never even asked for information. To the best of our knowledge, they never performed discovery in any depth that, like, if they would have, they would have revealed that a lot of the statements that were made by many of their guests are actually being corroborated by Dominion internal communication. So that kind of begs the question, why did they settle so quickly? Once again, a lot of this information, if you want to read through it in detail and what the supporting evidence is, make your own decision. These are all alleged criminal infractions, perjury charges against the Dominion CEO, John Polis. I think 7 out of the 15 pertain to items that or statements that he made during prepared statements with legal counsel present, and which demonstrates a willful intent to convey and try to convey this narrative, and so definitely I think meets the threshold of being willful, so which is necessary for perjury charges. So we'll see what happens. There's a lot of additional investigations that are still going on, and I know people get really frustrated with the slowness of everything that's happening. Well, I'll tell you, we're getting close to that November election, and there's going to be a quickening. There's a lot of court trials that are going on right now with President Trump, and that are going to get a lot of airtime. Against that backdrop, we've got the continued investigations for what folks like myself and some of these Michigan legislators, like folks like Garland Favorito out in Georgia, are continuing on. There's people out in Wisconsin, like Peter Bernegger, that are continuing on. There's a lot of investigations that are going on in the background, guys, that are going to come into the light because they have such an impact on some of the lawsuits that are pending right now. And I just want to thank everybody for their persistence. You know, we know from, as people of faith, that the truth will be revealed eventually. You can't hide the truth forever. And it's coming out as we approach the 2024 election closer and closer. So I think we're still waiting for Mike to chime in, and we're going to take a quick commercial break here. And when we get back, we'll either go into some more detail on some of the counts of perjury that we cited and that are available up at migrassrootsalliance.org for you to take a peek at, or we're going to hear from Mr. Lindell himself. So Stay tuned, everybody, and we'll be right back.
In the heart of Las Vegas on April 17th, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association invites you to a day of enlightenment and action. Join us at the Ahern Luxury Hotel from 8:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. for a pivotal training and press conference. Together, we can confront America's crisis with peaceful and effective solutions. Featuring key voices like General Flynn, Sheriff Richard Mack, Mike Lindell, and many more respected speakers, this event promises irrefutable evidence that our nation and its foundational principles can be preserved. Whether you're a media candidate, elected official, or a concerned citizen, this gathering offers a catered dinner, specialized training sessions, and a press conference with international and national media presence. Secure your spot by April 12th for just $49. Space is limited. Remember, media, candidates, and elected officials can attend for free. For more information, visit CSPOA.org. That's CSPOA.org. America is calling for her defenders. Will you answer?
Meet Jim and Mary, a seasoned couple who have weathered the storms of life and have witnessed the evolution of our great nation. Today, they embark on a journey that's as important as any they've faced before, exercising their right to vote. They belong to a generation that built this country, fought for its values of faith, family, and freedom, and now they worry if their votes will truly count. But fear not, Jim and Mary are members of AMAC. As AMAC members, they can rest easier knowing that AMAC is at the forefront, fighting to reduce potential election fraud. AMAC stands tall, advocating for voter ID, opposing ballot harvesting, and scrutinizing the risks of mail-in ballots. Stand with Jim and Mary, join AMAC today, and let's preserve and uphold the values that make America strong, because your voice matters, and so does your vote.
When I started MyPillow, it was just a problem-solution, one-product company. Well, since then, with the help of my dedicated employees, we now have hundreds of products, some you might not even know about. To get the word out, we're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. And for the first time ever, our six-pack towel sets, you guessed it, just $25. Our brand new four-pack dish towels, $25. And I've never done this before. Premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, any size, any loft level, even king size for only $25. And there's so much more. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code for our $25 extravaganza. Order $75 and over, your entire order ships absolutely free. Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues, and I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 1-800-200-GOLD. That's 1-800-200-4653, or go to LindellGoldRush.com now. I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale, and here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My slippers and sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Hey, everybody. I was just on the phone with Mike. He's going to be on here shortly. You know, there's a lot of other things that are happening tomorrow, and that's why it's kind of a little bit crazy going on right now. We're going to be launching probably America's greatest petition drive ever, calling for a return to a paper ballots and a hand count of those paper ballots at the county level all across the country. So we're going to be soliciting signatures out at lindellplan.com. And there's a petition that we're going to send out to your county officials all across the country and all 3,143 county officials, counties all across the country are going to hear from us. And in a week, we're going to go off and start seeing our status against that. And our goal is to make sure that we plaster the whole country with requests for hand counts of paper ballots. Guys, that's the way we used to do it all the time. And it's the most transparent approach to actually managing the vote tallies in our elections. That should be the most transparent part of our elections. And right now, with the use of these machines, it's the least transparent because it's all happening behind the Wizard of Oz curtain. So anyway, without further ado here, I told you Mike was going to be back. And guess who we got back? Mike Lindell's with us. Welcome
hey,
to your
guys,
show, Mike.
sorry, everybody. That's a first. I actually, we talk about fires and with my pillow and, you know, attacks. And I was on the phone with the attorneys there and I couldn't get off. This was a very important call. And I think, am I froze up on the screen, guys?
Break it up a little bit, just in and out.
We can hear you. I'll fix it, Mike.
Yeah, you know what? Here's what I want to do. I think I want to call it on. Let me do my other phone. I'm froze up here, you guys.
Okay.
So, no problem, Mike.
Well, I just want to
see how you're doing. Keep talking, Patrick.
All right. Well, we're waiting for Mike to get back. Yeah, I'm going to highlight that. If you go to lindellplan.com tomorrow, you're going to see a lot of activity up there. I can tell because I'm the guy that's been updating the website to make sure that everything's ready to roll. So the version that's up there right now is not going to be the version that's out there tomorrow. Tomorrow, we're going to go off and provide you with a link so that you can sign this petition and share that link with your friends and family everywhere so that they can join in what is perhaps America's greatest petition drive ever. And it's simple. We're just calling for the return to hand counts of paper ballots in this upcoming election. If you say it's too late, it's not too late, guys. They did it in 4 months in Argentina. They converted the whole country over to hand counts of paper ballots from the voting machines, thanks to an injunction by a judge. Guys, we can do it here as well. And this time, we shouldn't have to wait for a judge. We should be have our elected officials respond to the will of the people. And we're going to provide you with the tool to actually go off and do that in partnership with some folks that Mike has brought on to help us go off and execute this. It's an advocacy platform that allows us to reach out to not only all these county officials, but also all state officials and federal officials. We'll make sure that they see the results of this petition drive as well. And all we're really trying to do, and all Mike has ever tried to do with all of his efforts, is to amplify your voice. That's what's been missing in our elections for a while. When they take away the integrity of our election system, they are taking away your voice. And that's why it's important. It's so poetic that the mechanism or the pathway to restoring our voice is by putting out a petition drive from We the People. So guys, it's all about you. So stay tuned tomorrow. Come back to lindellplan.com or go to the causeofamerica.org site. And we're going to be giving you access to this petition, which is going to be literally the largest petition in American history with your help.
Hey, hello. Hey, I'm here.
Welcome.
Okay. All right, you guys. Like I say, I was in a big fire, and thank you, Patrick, for covering. I'm sure you covered things great. And I did hear you say talking about the petition. Yes, everybody, yeah. This will be the biggest petition in U.S. history. We're going to all 3,143 counties, and people. This petition is going to be a little different. Is you know, oh, it's just another petition. It's you know, it's another petition. What is that going to really do? Well, this is going to do a lot. It's the biggest, one of the biggest components of our plan, which is basically going to the county clerks with a sales pitch, which most of them we've already been to once, but we know why they said no to paper ballots hand counted, and we now have that covered. It's kind of like Patrick if you were with them 3 years ago, but you go back 20 years ago when I was selling my pillows at the fair. If you to me and said, what's this pillow here? What's this pillow? And I say, well, it's a new patented pillow. And you say, well, I'll bet you can't adjust it. Yeah, you can. You can adjust it. I'll bet you it doesn't stay cool. Yes, it stays cool. I'll bet you it doesn't last. Yeah, it's got a 10-year warranty. I'll bet you don't have a guarantee. Yes, 100% guaranteed, 60-day money-back guarantee. And you sit there question after, I'll bet you can't wash and dry it. Yes, you can. You can throw it right in the washer and dryer. Now, if I answered all those questions to you and you still say no, you weren't going to buy a pillow anyway. All you were doing was wasting my time. Now, let me tell you, when we go back to all these clerks in this country, everybody, and these officials, and we get to them, and we're going to, if they say, oh, it's going to be too expensive to do paper ballots hand counted. No, it's not. It's 10 times cheaper. Here's the study. In my county, nothing happened here. Really? Here's all the people that voted illegally that don't live in the county. You didn't do it, ma'am, or guy. The machines, you can't see what's going on in that black box. This came right off the voter rolls. Look at all the people that aren't even live that voted in our county. Well, that's impossible. Our machines aren't on the internet. Here they are. Here's our device. They're on the internet. So what we're going to do, everybody, and then imagine having a petition. You have 10,000 people, let's say, in a county, and 9,000 people sign a petition to get rid of these machines and go to paper ballots hand counted. That's pretty powerful, everybody. And believe me, it's easy. Everybody signs it. Democrats, Republicans, it doesn't matter who you are. Nobody wants these machines anymore. Remember, the Democrats were a long way ahead of us. They wanted these machines gone for 2 decades. So these petitions are going to be so powerful. It's a powerful tool for us. So you got it. We got to, you know, and we've got to spread the word. Everyone's got to sign them. And we're offering a free gift, digital gift. Well, what's that gift? That gift is, I'm going to tell you right here. It's my audio book. It's my audio book. You can leave. It helps people in addiction, helps people that are entrepreneurs. And it'll tell the story how I met our great real president. President Donald Trump and never even voted for the summer of 16. I didn't know a liberal from a Democrat, from a Republican to a conservative. I didn't know a filibuster from a millibuster. But I sure had to learn fast these last 3 years, didn't I, everybody?
But, well, frankly, it's tough to tell the difference sometimes nowadays anyway.
Yeah. Well, nowadays, and that's true. You know, you got our biggest blockers, everybody, from getting this done has been the Uniparty Republicans, bar none. They've been the biggest blockers I can ever imagine. And we hope
well, that's why I've got some good news on that front, Mike. You know, tomorrow, I alluded to you quickly earlier today. You know, we've got a Freedom Caucus here in the state legislature in Michigan, and a couple of those representatives are going to be joining me in filing that criminal complaint alleging perjury by Dominion CEO John Polis during his testimony before the Michigan Senate. So there are some good legislators that are willing to stand up and call these accounts and say, I'm done with the lying. No more lying, guys. Right. It's time to go off and tell the truth.
That is because that CEO of Dominion, he did perjure himself. And by the way, everybody, the Supreme Court case, remember, I'm looking for laws in about 12 in there to speak with the Constitution. And then on Thursday, we're having a big roundtable
with the Supreme Court that brought these surrogate machines because they deemed them critical infrastructure. But one of these, everybody, a machine. All these machines with decryption keys, it's like having a bank vault with the combination. I've told you this before, or my ATM card, here's my password. So, and these were also Dominion machines. Remember, for me, all machines are created equal. They're all bad. But this is happening. You've got Dominion to be at the forefront of this. You know, they're the ones that sued everybody for lawfare, and which I'm going to tell you about in a second, too. But,
and, you know, Mike, we cited some of the evidence. Yeah, we cited some of that evidence that you put forward in the petition to the Supreme Court in these criminal complaints. So it's getting multiple uses.
Right. It's somebody to put in your donation to the LindellPlan.com. This is where all your money goes, everybody, to help save our country. You got the Supreme Court case. You got, by the way, on Friday, everybody, is when they consider it. The Supreme Court considers it. On Friday, everybody. This is the most important thing I could think ever, ever in history right now is what I'm saying. I'm calling it the most important case in history that they're going to look at up there. This is the gateway we've been looking for. If they look at the evidence based on merit, here's decryption keys inside the machines. Hello, Mr. CEO of Dominion. Why are they there? And by the way, why are your machines all on the internet? You know, I'm glad you're taking. Are you pressing criminal charges? I hope you're doing, Pat.
Well, we're going to call for it. What we're doing is sharing complaints with law enforcement. We're filing it with three separate law enforcement entities in the state of Michigan. The Secretary of Senate, which oversees the Sergeants at Arms, which are law enforcement officers. I mean, I was a former Michigan State Senator. These guys are some of the best people in the whole Capitol building. And then also filing it with the Michigan Attorney General, who does not fit into that category, unfortunately. And then also with the good people out at the Michigan State Police. So we're going to make sure that they're aware of what we're asserting, and they have a duty to investigate. And I'll tell you, Mike, you know, when we go off and get these investigations on this, this affects the Supreme Court petition. It affects the defamation suits that you and others have been subject to from Dominion. It affects the cases that have been dismissed without any serious investigations by judges. So this is a big deal. And it's all made possible because everybody, all the meddling kids, as I call them, are all doing covering their own bases. And now it's all coming to a nexus here, if you will. And just in time, right before the election.
Absolutely, everybody. And, you know, I told everybody we started winning on January 9th, 2020, buddy. Remember, January 7th and 8th, they tried to take away our voices forever. Our voice was so small, people were 1.2 million Americans were deplatformed, including our great real president of his social media. The rest of the country was put into fear because of January 6th. But since that time, our voice has gotten bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And you start hearing about people doing all these things like you're doing in Michigan. You know, Michigan didn't just give up because they had all these legislatures, the Republican-controlled legislatures that did nothing to stop all the crooked laws that were put into Michigan because of the China virus by their horrible Secretary of State and all the, and their governor and their attorney general. You have the triple crown there, don't you? Well, anyway. Yeah. But the Republican legislatures did nothing. They did nothing. Yeah. But you think the people gave up? Now they're all voted out. And it's completely crack control. It's the people. People there are fighting. You're not going to stand for it. You're up there. And then people say, well, how is that going to affect us? Or things that are going on in California, how is that going to affect us? They're all Democrat now. You guys, when you see victories, it affects everything, just like the Supreme Court case. That case comes out of Arizona that I put forth in the spring of 2022, which I was going to go to every state to get rid of the machines, like defective machines. Get out for listening, and they sanctioned the lawyers. Of course, then you got the coward Alan Dershowitz, who, I don't want anything to do with it, you know, after he got sanctioned. And you know what? If everybody gave up, where would we be with our country? You know, here's a guy that said, oh, the Carrie Lake and Mark Fincham have standing, and he gets sanctioned, so he backs off. You know, I don't know, Alan, are you out of money? I don't know. It's disgusting.
Well, that's just it, Mike. There's people being threatened at every single step of the way. I mean, there's people that have been issued cease and desist letters. You actually helped the people that were, and with a class action lawsuit, if I remember correctly, around all the people that were threatened by Dominion with these cease and desist letters. I mean, they all had their lives turned upside down just because they were sharing information that the whole world needs to see, frankly. So, no, this is for such a time as this. I mean, people are getting their courage checked now. And I don't know about you. Well, absolutely. I do know about you, Mike. But God didn't give me a spirit of timidity. He gave me one of power, love, and self-control. And right now, everybody's fear meter is getting tested across the board. And enough is enough. Guys, if you're saving your courage for a rainy day, as I once heard somebody said, this is the rainy day. It's downpouring right now. And there is no time like the present to get your courage on.
That's exactly right. I wanted to give a couple more updates here. You might have seen over the news here about my cell phone. Interesting enough, I'm just going to put what's Supreme Court won't hear Mike Lindell's challenge over FBI seizure of cell phone. Now, this is ABC News. This one, they really went after this, you guys. And what they're saying, here, I'm going to read it. The U.S. Supreme Court has denied a petition to MyPillow founder and election denier, Mike Lindell, to consider his challenge to the legality of the FBI seizure of his cell phone at a drive-through restaurant in Minnesota. And it goes on and on here, and it says, the high court, without comment, declined to reconsider three lower court rulings of false claims that the voting machines were manipulated to steal the 2020 presidential election from Donald Trump. Show me that they're false, you guys. FBI sees the phone from a fast food restaurant, Hardee's, but it goes on to say, Lindell's objective in the act is apparent. Litigation is a tactic to minimum interfere with and at most and join a criminal investigation and ultimately hamper any potential federal prosecution, a panel wrote last September. Let me tell everybody about this. So what we get to do originally, I sued the government, went after the government and the FBI. They took my phone. They took my livelihood. They took my grandkids' pictures that I can't get back till I get that phone back because it wasn't updated. That upsets me even one of the worst, but what if there was someone that didn't have a voice out there and they're bashing people's door downs and taking the government's weaponized the FBI against it? They take this for everybody. I said, arrest me. And the FBI guys go, well, we're not here. Well, then what do you got? In a Hardee's, an hour from my home, I'm coming back from a hunting trip in Iowa with my buddy who scared him. When they did this, everybody, we pulled into this Hardee's and they surrounded us and they didn't identify themselves. If it had been at night, I would have bashed through them and took off to find a police officer. And, you know, with my past, I would have sure thought they were bad guys. I mean, that just doesn't happen. They weren't marked cars and they didn't look like the old FBI cars. They were all three beat up cars and looked, just cars. So I told my buddy, something's going down. I got out of the car and he said, who are you and what do you want? Then finally, the one guy opens his window on that side in front of me and says, we're FBI. I said, I don't believe you. Show me your badge. He digs out his badge. And I said, I don't believe you. I still don't believe you. Show him showing his badge. So he showed me a badge. I said, well, two FBI guys are two bad guys. They probably didn't have two badges, right? So I talked. But if it had been at night, everybody, I would have bashed. I sat and told the FBI guys, arrest me. I wanted. Why did I want to be arrested? Because I've done nothing wrong, and I know it. And I wanted to get on the news, on Fox News especially, and say, shout out to the top of my things about the evidence we have of these corrupt machines, companies, and in our elections. And which, remember, Fox News, Newsmax, nobody will talk about stuff. So the FBI go, no, Mike, we're not here to arrest. Well, then they say they're going to take my phone. I said, you ain't getting my phone. I said, I want to be arrested. Is this what you think? I said, I'm a corrupt committee. No, Mike, we're not the FBI guys. Will you tell those FBI guys I want to go to that committee? I want to go to the January 6th hearing. They didn't invite me, Patrick, you know, and I'm going, so I just, for an hour, I even witnessed to those FBI guys. You should be ashamed of yourself, pulling out of their thing, bashing people's door, and frozen on the screen. Here it is. So anyway, I sit there for an hour and a half. They finally say, well, we got to take your phone. And they wouldn't tell me why. Okay. This is the whole premise of the case, too. We took him to court in Minnesota, and they said, nope, we get to keep us. So we took it to the Eighth Circuit, three judges. I was there that day in that courtroom. Said, hey, and they didn't even question the government. They go, or the FBI going, why are you keeping his phone? Couldn't you just do a download? This was almost a year later. And how long did they ever answer? So these judges ruled, okay. We're going to affirm the lower court. We warned them. Maybe, you know, we questioned them, and that was it. So then we took it to the Supreme Court. Now, the Supreme Court, everybody shoves it back. But the Eighth Circuit said we get to go back to that original judge and question him and say, we need to know why you took this phone. Why would you take it? You can't just weaponize under lawfare and take this. Now, I'm going to tell everybody, Pat McSweeney, he's been a lawyer, I believe he said 57 years. And I asked him, I said, Patrick, why do you suppose they went against, Patrick said, Mike, in all his 57 years, this is his most bizarre case ever. He said, and the reason for that is that he had precedence for anything. There was so much precedence that all these judges had to look at and say, hey, you can't just take his phone. You can't just do this. And there was all this precedence that they couldn't do it, but they went against all the precedent. There was no for phone without cause. Okay? And not telling the person. So I said, Patrick, how do you explain that? You know what he said? He goes, and not you, Patrick, the lawyer, Patrick. He said to me, Mike, this is lawfare. It's classic lawfare. It's because your name is Mike Lindell and you want to help secure our elections and save our country. Plain simple. We're going to go back. You think I'm going to drop this, everybody? I'm not dropping nothing. You know, I'm going to go back to Minnesota. We're going to get that first judge. We're going back to court. And he's going to tell the whole nation, why did you take Mike Lindell's phone? Give us a reason. You want to keep it? I get it back. Copy of my grandkids, of my pictures in there. My dad passed away. I don't have those pictures from those days. You know, this is disgusting. But more importantly, think of all the stuff that's in there. My business, I'm running four businesses with that phone. Everything was on there. I don't use a computer, as you know, Patrick. I use everything. Yep. I run off my phone, and they just took it. And so why is that a big deal? Well, obviously the media thinks it's a big deal. They're out there going, Mike Lindell is under criminal investigation. No, I'm not, everybody. That's a lie. It's a big lie. And isn't this funny? Here's another thing. This case, everybody, was up for consideration on Friday by the Supreme Court. The same Supreme Court that's up where our big case is up for consideration. Now, I want to think about this. Why would they announce 3 days early that they're not going to consider Mike Lindell's phone? Now, could it be a couple things. They didn't want to deny both things in the same day, or they wanted to separate this over here and maybe they are going to consider and take that one. And then it's, why did you accept this one and not this one? You know what I mean? It could be one of each. We don't know their thoughts behind this, but they did do something that was a little unprecedented, and that was, your date for consideration, what do you think, they're ahead in the courts there? You think they're ahead that they can, you know, three days earlier say, well, they're not going to consider this one. They've had it for a long, long time, everybody. And the day it was up for consideration was Friday with the big monster. Which, by the way, everybody, ahead in Vegas, tomorrow, the constitutional sheriff, I'll be up speaking. He'll be live here at speech all day long. My show tomorrow night, you're going to see me speaking from the stage. Then there's a big press conference, okay? I know for a fact CNN's coming. They've been texting me. I've been texting my people there. The New York Times, ABC. Now, they're not just coming to, oh, yeah, they want to hear from the sheriffs. They want to do hit jobs on this, okay? I know these people. But at least they're coming, everybody. Fox News ain't going to be there. I hate to bring on your parade, Patrick. Fox ain't going to be there, okay? Newsmax isn't going to be there. Salem Media probably won't be there. These people aren't going to be there. The attack dogs are there, though, and that's what we like. Let them attack us so the rest of the country will hear about what we're doing. Now, the next day, this is huge, everybody. It's a roundtable with the great Olson, Sweeney, that were involved in the Supreme Court case. It's a roundtable live here on Frank's Speech from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time. 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time. On Thursday, live stream, Bannon is the moderator, and he, believe me, he's going to ask the tough question. Steve's going to drill these guys, okay? He's going to drill these five, you know. Kurt Olson better come prepared because he's going to say, well, what about this? What about this? You know? And you're going to have to.
And by the way, the details on the event, in case people aren't taking notes right now, just go to lindellplan.com tomorrow. You'll see all the information you need and when to tune in.
Absolutely. And you guys remember, we need help. I've got to give people the Supreme Court case needs funny. You want to save your country. It's right in front of you. LindellPlan.com. You know, they can't call me a grifter. I ran out of money. I got $40 million into all this. I'd be the worst grifter on the planet. I will not let 3 years of people, hundreds of thousands of people on the ground that work tirelessly for free.
Yeah.
Overnight,
and just to put that in.
Weekends, every yep. in the week. And I'm not going to let all their work go for naught and lose our country. We've come this far. All we need is funding to finish the job. We've got it all laid out, everybody. We need your help more than any time in history. But by the way, I want to tell one more thing. When you talk about getting the word out for people that attack, my good friend Jimmy Kimmel, okay, and I wish maybe a Paul can find that tape. The other day, it was about days ago. Otherwise, we'll play it tomorrow. Jimmy did a whole segment on me, his monologue, and scroll down. He let me announce after the president said I got married last year, Donald Trump, our real president, Jimmy Kimmel. He said, Mike, and I went thing he said he bought a trash can, this beautiful trash can. Well, it came today in my office actually, and I'm gonna put it out there now in case he doesn't see this. I know he watches all the time. Jimmy, I would love to come back show. I don't care if you're in a crane game, I don't care what you want to do. You know, I would love to come back on your show now that with all the stuff I've been vindicated of, and we can have, you know, Jimmy's become, we've actually been, I feel, you know, from afar, you know, and, I'm a fan, and it was that one that he did the other night, that was 10 minutes long. Patrick, it was, you know, scroll
down. Is he giving you royalties for his commercials on this? That could help fund the Lindell Offense Fund, so. Yeah. That would be nice.
Well, he does get the word out there. I'll tell you that. I mean, we look back, and I think I've probably been at least the fake Mike or had mentioned on his show. I'll bet you it's upwards of 100 times over the 3 years. It's for sure in the 50s, and I thank him for that because if people even bashing out there at least realize that hey. Mike's more than selling pillows. He's out there trying to secure our elections. And so I'm looking forward to, I'd like to get on Jimmy. I don't have any rumors that he's higher or whatever. I feel that I've been, you know, as much that show as anyone, I think he should have me on. What do you think, Patrick? I mean,
I think that'd be great. And the fact that you are willing to go on the TV shows of folks like him or talk to media representatives that are completely opposed to you as a testament to you, Mike, because I've been with you where your rationale for talking to these people is that this may be the only way that we reach a certain audience is by engaging them. It's not going on and going into an echo chamber and talking to all the folks who agree with you. It's going across the aisle and talking to the people that are not being very nice to you, frankly, and you're willing to go off and turn the other cheek and get the word out. So I appreciate that. A lot of people appreciate that about you.
Well, thank you. And that's what I live in that space. You know, all of the media, I'll bet you I have every journalist in the country of the left. You know how many I have on the right? Probably five. I've got 100 in here of every CNN journalist, every The Hill, The Guardian, The Daily Mail, The Daily Beast, you name it. They're all on here. But when they call me, you know, we have a conversation every year. I keep for at least an hour. So some of them don't call because they know I won't shut up. Because I feel if I can convince them, they have a big audience. And I think what I'm going to do is I'd like to start inviting them on the show and to ask the questions they want to hear, you know, that they'd want to ask, because they're all watching the show. They watch just like Jimmy does. But it's a unique way to get the word out.
Maybe we should have a media day on the Lindell Report where we bring in a reporter. You give them 15 minutes of uninterrupted airtime. They get to ask questions and go back and forth. And then people get to see some of the phone calls that you're having with these people, because I've been present at them. They're not in. They've already, I call it Mad Lib journalism, where if you remember those little Mad Lib games you used to have as a little kid, they've already got the story written. They're just looking for a couple of adjectives to write in there. but people need to go off and actually see how stories are written nowadays. How is journalism actually done? And I think they'd be startled because they can see how the interview went, and then they can see what they write the next day in their paper. Right.
What they do, but you know what? I will say a lot of them, you know, they become, you know, indirect friends too in a weird way, because I'll call them up. I know most of them. They'll call me and say, hey, they give me the one respect is they will put in quotes. There's some that have been so good of late, they'll quote me and they won't alleviate from that. I say, you guys, I don't care what you write around that. You know, you got to bash me or your boss ain't going to print it. But quote me. And they'll put in stuff where before they never let me say stuff I wanted to say. If I mention the word machines, that ain't going to come up in there. If I mention the word, if I told them I was trying to get rid of machines, go to paper ballots, fix our election platforms, the headline would be Mike Lindell, conspiracist, trying to overturn the 2020 election. At least now I said, you guys put the truth in there. That ship sailed. I said that sailed in the spring of 21 when I went on Jimmy Kimmel, and Jimmy asked me in the spring of 21, he said, Mike, you'd still be sounding friend selected like anyone? And I said, absolutely, I'd be sounding the alarm. Anybody that knows me knows I'd still sound it louder. It didn't matter. If we don't have elections, you think if I'd be on the wrong side of a game that was a fixed game, and I was on the winning side of a fixed game, I'd be the first one to say no.
And you're not alone, right, Mike. A lot of the people that we put into the meddling kids area, they're all in the same mode of operation. They just want secure elections. I remember back in 2016 where Donald Trump won Michigan, I called for an investigation into that election. So you surrounded yourself with people that are asking the tough questions. The problem is these guys don't want to be asked the tough questions. They want to push the narrative that said it's the most secure election in American history without challenge. Well, we're challenging.
We're challenging, and that's, and like I say, the walls are crumbling. They're coming down, and there's so many things I hear now. All the seeds that were planted 3 years ago, and multiple times during 2021, you hear things going on over here. I just heard, and that's what I was trying to find here. I've got to just give me one second here. Yeah, I'm getting all these texts today of people going, sorry, you lost your Supreme Court case. No, that was the cell phone, everybody. That's not the that's not our big thing that they're looking at. We all need to pray that they do look at it and that they accept it, because I think it'll be a 9-0 vote.
Well, Mike, I want to thank you for getting me in the middle of all this fun stuff, because I've known more about the judicial system now than I ever did, even as a senator serving on the Senate Judiciary. So it's been an education, and a lot of folks are getting education to how our government is currently working. And frankly, it's encouraging them to go off and investigate exactly how our government is supposed to work. And what we're finding out is that it's broke right now. Elections aren't the only thing broke, and we're exposing a lot of the monkey business that's going on inside our government right now.
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. Here's what I wanted to get to everybody, is we're another thing we do, and like I say, so many things going on. There's things I don't end up hearing about, like Peggy Jude down in, she's a commissioner in Cochise County. I remember on the phone after the 2022 election, and they were going to certify, and they put so much for her and attack. Now she's ended up in court. I believe her husband passed away, and she really needs help. And I promised her I would help her. I'm going to be calling her right after the show. We've been trying to connect the last 2 days. So any of you out there that could put money in right now to the Lindell Offense Fund, these are the things we help out there. The people that stand up with courage. And Peggy is, if you look up courage, there's a picture. I mean, to take so many shots for all of you out there. And this is what, you know, she needs your support. Donate to the plan right now. Donate the Lindell Offense Fund. You can send your checks in to Chaska there, to a corporate. You can call 1-800-598-677. The Lindell plan. Get involved. Go and get involved now, but donate, put in, I don't care if it's $5, $10, whatever you can afford. Because you know what? Every dime goes in to help save our country. And you look back and, you know, if you know, every dollar makes a difference. Every dollar makes a difference. We try, you know, and Patrick, you know that better than anyone. Patrick runs our Election Crime Bureau, too. He runs our Election Crime Bureau. And we have, and by the way, money that comes in every day to the plan, every day to the offense fund, every single morning,
$10
yep. to back to zero. And then the next day starts over, and it's all your donations. Now that's all we have to go on, is everything that's funded out there that has to do with securing our election platforms comes from you. And Peggy needs a lot of help right now. She felt abandoned. Actually, a newspaper in Arizona, and she felt it abandoned her. I didn't know. I had no idea that she was still involved in the fight down there, and they came after with, you know, it's disgusting. So thanks for all of your support. Patrick, thanks for everything you do. Thanks for covering the first 15 minutes of the show when I had a burning. And everybody, if you don't have money to donate, get the goal, support the cancel culture, a employee owned company, use promo code L77L77. The bagels in my street. We don't have a middleman anymore. It's us to you. Thanks, Patrick. Got you all. And to tune in tomorrow night, we're giving that speech to Vegas.